This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 106 for Friday, October 18th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was nearly mixed Friday, seeing some consolidation ahead of the weekend after seeing large price swings. Canola a dollar lower to $1.30 higher, November up $1.30 at $614.60 per ton. Speculative positioning and end-user bargain hunting provided support. Gains in European rapeseed also underpinned canola, although losses in Chicago soybeans and soy oil did weigh on prices. The Canadian Grain Commission reported weekly canola exports of just under 400,000 tons. That was more than double what moved the previous week. Year-to-date shipments at about 2.3 million tons, compare with last year when less than a million tons had moved by this point. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all lower. Soybeans had moved higher earlier in the day, but ended with losses down 18 cents in the November contract at $9.70 per bushel. The USDA reported weekly U.S. soybean export sales of 1.7 million tons. That was at the high end of trade expectations. An additional 292,000 tons to unknown destinations were also reported. While that solid demand was supportive, the advancing U.S. harvest and improving moisture prospects in Brazil were enough to drag values lower. Corn also pressured by the advancing U.S. harvest and better South American weather, but down only 2 cents in the December contract at 404 and three quarters. Weekly U.S. corn export sales were solid at 2.2 million tons, topping trade guesses. Additional flash business of 125,000 tons to unknown destinations was also reported. Wheat weaker across the board with chart-based speculative selling ahead of the weekend a feature, and improving moisture conditions for winter wheat in the U.S. also weighing on prices. Minneapolis spring wheat down 13 cents in December at $6.15 per bushel. Kansas City down 15 cents in the December contract at $5.80 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat down 16 cents in December at $5.72 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales came in at just over 500,000 tons. In an effort to curb exports, Russia raised its wheat export duty by another 14% after already increasing it 41% last week. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, October 18th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.